Let's take a little trip downstairs, Buford said, waving the gun toward the door. After you, locksmith. Put it away, old man, I said. It makes you look small. He holstered the weapon as we went through the door into the hallway. Mort followed us out. We made our way past the sour-faced secretary, and the small, mean-looking man stopped. Mort stopped and spoke to him.
I'm sorry, Mr. Miller, he said. There's really nothing to it. Eddie's a friend.
They stayed behind as I was frog-marched out of the office into the open corridor toward the mezzanine. We came to a door that said Billiards Room, and went inside to a large open room with four pool tables. Sure enough, a friendly game was in progress at the very first table, between a couple of hoods and cheap-looking expensive suits. One of them leaned over the table in mid-shot. He arched an eyebrow under his fedora and paused with his cue, then took his shot and missed.
Some zoos, like this one, are large parks. Standing on a platform, a young visitor looks through a telescope at animals in the distance. He can spot antelopes, hippos, and giraffes by the water. In the open park, animals run free. Many animals have babies in zoo parks and at other zoos. A mother giraffe watches over her baby named Sarafu. He is 3 months old and is already as tall as a man. At the zoo, animals need a lot of care from people, too. It is a busy place. What is your favorite animal? Many people love the elephants. At city zoos like this one, you can see many kinds of animals up close. Yin and Yang are continually striving for balance. There is constant tension between the two. At times, Yang prevails and dominates Yin. But then, as it starts to decline, Yin takes over for a while. It is neither good nor bad when one takes precedence over the other. It just is. Flat land is described as being too yin, and mountainous terrain would be too yang. The best environment contains both, which is something the ancient Chinese knew all those thousands of years ago, when they discovered the ideal location for a home. Nowadays, of course, most of us live in cities. We have to use nearby houses to act symbolically as the protective hills behind our home. The best home, from a feng shui point of view, would contain just the right balance of yin and yang. They laid down a blanket to stare at the stars. Tom took a strand of her hair and wound it around his finger, then let it unfurl like a streamer.
Tell me another myth, Isabel said.
Tom thought for a moment. You know, Janus is where the word January comes from. It's named after the same god as this island. He's got two faces back to back. Pretty ugly fellow.
What's he got of?
Doorways. Always looking both ways. Torn between two ways of seeing things.
Yeah, I count that, said Isabel.
She pinched his nose and laughed.
Just teasing. I love it when you tell me things. Tell me more about the stars. Where's Centaurus again?
Tom kissed her fingertip and stretched her arm out until he lined it up with the constellation. There.
Is that your favorite?
You're my favorite. Better than all the stars put together. This book will hopefully serve as a guide to understanding strange phenomena, what is and isn't paranormal, and what sort of problems to look for when investigating the unknown. Overall, I hope to pass along information that will help the researcher to strike that balanced and level-headed approach. Only this approach will likely obtain the results that you are looking for. Here are two approaches that are sometimes used that cause investigations to fail and little evidence to be obtained. 1. The believer approach. In this way, ghost hunters go into an investigation with the idea that the house must be haunted. They are sure that the spirit who is present is trying to make contact with the witnesses at the location. These ghost hunters are already accepting that the events reported are genuine and then attempt to prove that their views are correct. 2. The debunker approach.
In this method, the phenomena reported is viewed as a misinterpretation of naturally occurring events. These type of investigators are not looking for evidence of ghosts, but are attempting to show that there is no way for the paranormal to exist. They often express themselves by saying that extraordinary claims demand extraordinary proof. And while most of us don't disagree with this, such investigators are determined to ignore any evidence that they might find.